set on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Monday, October 20th, 2025 edition. One of the components of the road funding formula that they came up with for the budget deal could be at risk when it comes to road funding. Does the volatile corporate income tax revenue put road funding deal at risk? Is the headline of this MERS news story. Michigan's recent road funding deal could face challenges if the state corporate income tax collections go down to what they were before the China virus pandemic. According to Robert Schneider of the Citizens Research Council of Michigan, the recent road funding plan, which focuses primarily on local and county road repairs at the local level, will be financed by a new condensed gas tax and a new 24% wholesale tax on marijuana. Now, I've got to stop the story right there because the Michigan Cannabis Industry Association has already filed a lawsuit saying that this new 24% wholesale tax is unconstitutional based on the proposal that was passed by us, the voters of the state of Michigan, when we legalized recreational marijuana use in the state of Michigan. The way it was put into the state constitution, the industry is claiming that the legislature can't impose this new tax. But there's also another component where they moved parts of the corporate income tax to go toward fixing the roads as well. The new arrangement, according to the CRC's review, terminates $600 million designation in Michigan's personal income tax revenue that used to go toward roads. Instead, they moved it to be $688 million from corporate income taxes, which will now go towards transportation needs, rising until it hits $1.04 billion in fiscal year 2030. However, Snyder said during Thursday's presentation, it'll kind of come off the top of the corporate income tax. So if the corporate income tax revenue takes a hit because of a recession. Well, actually, forget about a recession. If we kind of have a return to the old norm on the corporate income tax, for example, prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, what would happen? It would look like more like 2010. Then it would have to come up at the top of road funding. Snyder claims that there is a risk for a volatile corporate income tax. For example, fiscal year 2018, House Fiscal Agency reported Michigan earned an estimated $715 million from business taxes. Well, we're going to have a breakdown of this corporate tax and where it actually comes from. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three, doing somewhat of a deep dive into this road funding deal that was passed and signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Well, doing a deep dive looking at, for example, fiscal year 2018. The House Fiscal Agency reported that Michigan earned an estimated $715 million from business taxes, including the corporate income tax of 6%, which got implemented back in 2012. This applies to C corporations. Larger, complex ownership type of corporate structures. Well, the next year, fiscal year 2019, business taxes accounted for $866 million. Went up roughly $151 million. Well, fast forward to fiscal year 2021, during the pandemic era, the corporate income tax was estimated to bring in $138 billion. Leapfrog over the pandemic, getting past it, fiscal year 2023, corporate income tax grew to $1.56 billion. Well, the House Speaker Matt Hall said, "You saw we moved the earmark off the income tax and put it onto the corporate income tax. What that does is make it easier to cut the personal income tax because you don't have the road lobbying now fighting against us." Speaker Hall talking to the media on Monday when the governor did a ceremonial bill signing of the road funding deal. Well, Matt Hall went on to say a lot of Republican candidates that are running for governor are talking about eliminating income tax. Some are even talking about eliminating property taxes. So if we move roads off of the personal income tax and put it into the corporate income tax, is significant. Well, in a pre-recording of the upcoming MERS Monday podcast episode, Hardy Monaco Jr., East Point City Council member of around 11 years, was asked if he was concerned that the new marijuana tax wouldn't produce the projected revenue for roads. He answered, "Maybe. In our city of East Point, it's been a very lengthy process to get marijuana business up and running." He talked about the city first being focused on making medical marijuana operations viable before recreational marijuana became legal back in 2018. Yes, it's been 7 years, folks. Well, our ambitions changed. And the long story short, we started this conversation back in December of 2017. And we still don't have a single business open. We might be the only city in the state without a marijuana store. However, one may be opening shortly here, 8 years later. I'm just hoping for East Point that this tax doesn't further hurt the whole process that we spent so much time on already. Now, here's another important factor. With the Republicans moving away from funding the roads with the personal income tax, shifting it to corporate income taxes only. Well, if some major changes aren't made in leadership as a result of next year's midterm elections, we end up with a Democrat governor like Duggan, who's running as an independent, or any of the three major Democrat candidates, corporations may be leaving the state of Michigan. If that ends up proving to be the case, based on the way this budget funding deal is done regarding road funding, that if the revenue goes down, road funding could be at risk. So we're going to have to continue to watch this story very closely to see, of course, who ends up winning the election next year and how the new Republican governor is going to go forward. But a lot of them currently running are talking about eliminating the personal income tax. Anthony Hudson, one of them, is talking about eliminating not only personal corporate income tax, which could affect the road funding deal, but he's also talking about, like Carla Wagner, eliminating property taxes. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see how this moves forward as we go into the election of next year's new governor. Artificial intelligence. Another short story I want to get into, hopefully, this segment. Michigan law enforcement agencies are increasingly using artificial intelligence tools as surveillance technology. According to Ron Wiles, the executive director of the Michigan Association Chiefs of Police, based on a study this year, 2025, from the University of Michigan's Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy, found that 26% of our county sheriffs and police chiefs statewide indicate that their agency now uses automated license plate readers. These readers use artificial intelligence along with facial recognition technology. 10% using facial recognition, additionally 3% using AI or other predictive tools for policing. The study from the University of Michigan found that 40% of law enforcement leaders say their agencies are most likely to adopt these automated license plate readers in the near future, with just over a quarter, 28%, saying they are unlikely to adopt them. Also from the study, 49% of those interviewed said their agencies are apt to adopt facial recognition, while 54% say they are likely to also adopt predictive policing tools like artificial intelligence. According to Wiles, data analysis, license plate readers, weapon detections, officer wellness, and facial recognition are all possible areas where artificial intelligence could be used. They claim in this study, detectives now have access to investigative tools that can process evidence in minutes that used to take human analysts much longer. Also, Officer Rick, if you're listening, patrol officers now benefit from real-time intelligence. For example, license plate readers that alert them to stolen vehicles or wanted persons. He said artificial intelligence has not replaced human elements, emphasizing that its use must be guided with responsibility and follow also the professional standards and best practices that are set by these policing agencies. Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. And a short little tidbit, kind of interesting. State Senator Jim Runstedt proposed legislation this week that will allow any member of the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules to call a hearing on an administrative rule. Runstead said this change would ensure important regulatory decisions that don't simply slip through the cracks. By giving every member of JCAR the power to demand a hearing, we'd be restoring accountability, transparency, and a balance to the rulemaking process. Too many rules have quietly become law without proper review. All of that would end with this bill, referring to his Senate Bill 606. Well, the bill was referred to the Senate Government Operations Committee. Just so you know, folks, in both the House and the Senate, whenever a bill goes to Government Ops, that committee, that's the committee where bills go to die. And with the Senate controlling this, the Democrats controlling the Senate by one seat, I don't think this bill is going to see the light of day. Even though it is a really good bill, and hopefully when the Republicans take back the Senate next year, Runstead can pass this bill on to another Republican senator. Also, Department of Natural Resources officials signed and issued a permit yesterday morning, on Friday, to allow a partially sight-impaired wild fawn to be placed at a facility where native live animals are kept for educational purposes. Because of the deer's condition, it can't be released back into the wild. Due to the work of the Macomb County Animal Rescue, Peanut was able to get back on her feet and move around. Typically, animals that aren't able to return to the wild are euthanized. But now the DNR has all the paperwork it needs, and the fawn is being moved to this facility. The story regarding Peanut has been carried in news outlets across the state and the country. The fact that the taxpayer funding DNR is wasting everybody's time by gruesomely pursuing the execution of beloved animals is one of the most blatant examples of the weaponization of state government that I've seen, said State Representative Angela Regas. The House Chair of the Weaponization of State Government Committee. This department should be gearing up for hunting season, exploring educational programs related to the outdoors, or finding ways to better preserve and improve Michigan's natural resources. Instead, they're harassing and threatening harmless animals and service groups. These actions by our DNR are gross and abhorrent, and I pledge to investigate and expose this clear abuse of their state authority. Kind of an interesting take on this story that went viral both statewide and nationally. Going to keep the animal alive for educational purposes. Very, very interesting story. We've got a few more short stories to get to on the other side. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.